Morning all, it's Jack, and it's your unscripted and unscheduled Tuesday podcast or audio post. I laugh every time I call this a podcast. I know that that's what people call them and have for a while, but as you've heard me prattle on about many times, I started doing these way back in 2004, and it was just sort of a novel thing to do at the time. So one of the reasons I'm doing this today is I thought it'd be a good chance to catch up a little bit. I've been on a business trip. I did not bring my laptop with me, and it's not that it's impossible to blog off of the phone or off of the tablet. It's just harder. I don't have a keyboard with me, and I've thought about dictating my posts. But I'm not a huge fan of that. It's not that I can't do that, but there's a whole different feel when you're writing by dictation as opposed to writing where you're typing it in. And I don't know what the psychology is behind that, or the science, if you will, but I've thought about it quite a bit, because when I write, when I'm sitting at the computer and I'm typing, or if I'm holding a pen and I'm writing on a pad, I always hear the words in my head. You know, there's a voice in my head that's dictating whatever I'm going to say. There's a, sometimes a screen that I see, like a chalkboard or a whiteboard in my head, that I'm just copying down the information, and the words just flow from my fingertips onto the page or onto the screen, you know, whatever the case may be. But when I'm talking, when I'm, using actual words to try and dictate, it's a different feel. And it's not just the fact that the dictation software isn't as clear and as smooth as I want it to be. It's just, it's a different rhythm. I mean, the dictation software, yeah, that's, that does impact things. You know, if you are, if you slur your word for whatever reason, if you're drinking while you're dictating, if you're eating, sometimes you get different words than you want inserted into the post, and you have to go back and clear those up. And maybe, I've thought about this a little bit. Maybe it's just sheer laziness, because I do very little editing on my written work. I do almost none, at least the personal stuff. Professionally, I'm very cautious about it, because that's a whole different thing. But part of the fun about blogging to me is to just put it out there. To just write, dump out the contents of my mind, empty the closet, and put it on the page. And that's, to me, that's much more interesting when it's raw and authentic. Sometimes the stuff that's really smooth and polished, I wonder about that. We have this proclivity for trying to post the best version of ourselves on social media. And yeah, I can see the need and the value in doing that in some respects. And at the same time, I'm sort of like, none of us are perfect. None of us are just what we show. But even so, even when we're talking about being raw and authentic, it doesn't mean that I don't self-censor some things. It doesn't mean that I don't, hide the demons, lock them up in the closet sometimes. Because, that's just how it goes. One of the other things, just to share with you, as you may recall, I moved from Android to iPhone, and that's been sort of a big change for me. I've been an Android user, 7-8 years now, something like that. I've been trying to figure it out. I got my first iPod when my dad had his heart attack, so it would have been, it would have been like 2005, roughly, I'm thinking. No, 2004. I was 35. So that's when I first got introduced to the iPod, and I moved from that first iPod to a touchscreen, a year or two later. And so for a long time, I was a little hesitant to get into that. The whole touchscreen thing, which is sort of funny, because, I shouldn't say sort of funny, let me back up. I love my BlackBerry. My BlackBerry was, just a beast, and I was really fast typing on it, and I found it much easier to write, period, on that. And then I moved from the BlackBerry to the Android, because the BlackBerries just weren't doing it for me. So anyhow, fast forwarding, after, you know, whatever it was, you know, 8 years of Android use, I got tired of my Androids dying maybe somewhere between 13 and 18 months, you know, of usage. They would just start to turn into a beast, and I'd have to do a hard reset, and I'd have to do all sorts of stuff to try and fix them. And I got tired of doing that, so I decided, hey, I'm going to move to Apple, because everybody tells me the iPhone has been great, and I've had an iPhone for work for months now. I got it last year sometime, so I wasn't unfamiliar with it, aside from the fact that I've been using, you know, my iPods on and off over the years, and you know, but I had the actual iPhone 6. Long story short, the move hasn't been as smooth as I hoped it would be. It's had a few hiccups in it, and it wasn't because I don't understand how to use the Apple, you know, software. It's because of some of Apple's crazy security issues, and I won't bore you with all the specific details there. Let's just go over the fact that it took me 2.5 hours the other day with Apple support to try and get things squared away, mostly because we've got 4 iPhones in the house now, and not including the work one. So that's been a project and a process, and I think we're most of the way there. And at this point, the only thing that's sort of left is trying to figure out if I've hamstrung myself by getting a 16-gig iPhone when I knew early on that I really needed something that'd be 64 or 128 gig. However, it wasn't available at the price point that I wanted or was willing to pay, and I just didn't have the time. I decided to wait for things to change. So, where does that bring us? 16 gig iPhone 6 Plus hasn't been as smooth a transition as I hope. Been relatively good, but I'm still working on getting all the apps I had before onto this phone. Partly just because I didn't use them all daily, so I've been trying to just put what's absolutely necessary on here and sort of see how it goes. So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I don't know how many of you are going to listen the whole way through. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I will see you around cyberspace.